You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on with Mario Lopez. We got some action on the hotline. Calling in right now, the iconic singer and performer, Mr. Barry Manilow. How are you, sir?
That would be me, Mario. That would be me.
I almost called you a Fanilow, and that would be me. So nice to speak to you, sir. How you been?
Good. Great. Beautiful. Beautiful day today. I'm down in Palm Springs. Where are you?
Nice. I'm in L.A. at the moment, so just a couple hours away. It must be gorgeous out there. I'm assuming you're resting before going on tour in December for a very Barry Christmas. Great title.
Yeah, I never rest, but yes, I'm looking forward to it. We just got back from our last weekend in Vegas until we go back next year, because I'm doing a residency once again at the Westgate, which is my favorite room to play there. So I'm so glad they asked us to come back. That used to be the Hilton.
I had the pleasure of seeing you perform when it was the Hilton.
Right, but it's the same room, very intimate, 2,000-something seats, my favorite kind of room to play. It's like being in my living room, and we're just having a great, great time there. And then we're going out on the road just for a couple of nights, because I don't tour the way I used to, but we are going out on the road to do this Christmas show that is another beautiful, beautiful evening.
I enjoy these holiday shows, and there's so many great Christmas songs. How did you decide which songs you want to perform on stage?
Well, it's difficult. So far, I've had 3 Christmas albums, and they're my favorite albums to make. I actually may do one more in the next couple of years, but they're my favorite albums to make. Don't ask me why. Probably because the songs are just they're just great old standards, and being an arranger as I am, I just love playing around with them. I feel it's a privilege to sing these songs written by some great people. And so it's difficult to choose which ones, because 3 albums, well, that's at least 30-some-odd songs. And they're all my favorites. We do the ones that I think the audiences are going to know and like the best, and those are the ones we do.
Do you tend to lean more towards the spiritual ones or the fun ones you can dance to?
Oh no, they're all happy pop songs. Santa Claus is coming to town, and happy holiday, and that kind of thing.
Got it. Well, your Manilow Music Project will be hard at work during these holiday concerts. Tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, I started that years ago, maybe even 10, maybe even more than that. When a friend of mine down here in Palm Springs, his daughter wanted a sax. She wanted to start playing sax. And he told me that the school doesn't have one. I said, the school doesn't have one. Yeah, he said, the school is running out of instruments. So I started looking up what's going on in the country. And sure enough, middle schools and high schools are running out of musical instruments, which as a musician, it just killed me.
Yeah.
So I said I had to do something, and I did. So we formed the Manilow Music Project. Whenever I'm on the road, we get to a place, we get to a city. I donate a piano to that city. And then I ask the audiences if they have old instruments that they're not using, that's just collecting dust in the attic or in the basement, to bring it down to the arena. And we fix them up, then we give them to the school district, and the school district gives them to the schools that are looking for them. And we've been doing that for a long time. And, I think we collect like 70, 75 instruments in every show.
That's just fantastic. So cool. So cool to
get
back.
Yeah, and,
so
if people give us instruments, donate instruments before the show, then we give them 2 free tickets to the show when we get there.
Now, seeing your show, Bear, I mean, you've got 27 top 10 hits. How do you choose what you want to include and want to leave out when you're...
In the past, I used to do a handful of those, and then I used to do a lot of album cuts because, the audiences were okay with them. Now, it really is a greatest hit show. I think I've gotten to the age and to the place where these audiences really want to hear the songs that they either grew up with or that they know, or that their family played.
Because you write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Yes, and that would be me again.
And, literally.
That's
fantastic.
What I do. It's like a greatest hit show. It starts with It's a Miracle, and then 90 minutes later, it's Copacabana.
Love it, yes. So what are your holiday plans?
We get off the road, and then I've got family here, and, it's we've been doing it for years. there are 42 people coming to Thanksgiving dinner. So
wow, you know, 42 people coming to Thanksgiving. So yeah. I'm assuming you're getting it catered, or are you going to be?
Oh no, I'll be doing it all by myself. Are you crazy?
That's great. Hey Barry, before I let you go, I always wanted to ask you, who do you get told you look like, or who have you been told throughout the years?
I don't know. Do I look like anybody? I mean, who's got the biggest nose in the business?
I find it hard to believe that you never told, maybe back in the day, especially the 80s, that you looked like Joe Montana.
Oh, Joe Montana. Oh, yeah. Poor Joe. I hope he doesn't get insulted. But, yeah, they used to say Joe Montana. That's true.
I always wanted to ask you, because I'm sure he got it a bunch. But, yeah, there is an uncanny resemblance, by the way.
I know. It's Rod Stewart. They get me confused with Rod Stewart a lot. I've been signing his autograph now and again.
That's
great.
I've
been signing mine.
Well, you're in good company right there. Yeah. That was just a fun side note right there. Well, such a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you for the time. Tickets and tour dates for Manilow, A Very Barry Christmas, are up at onwithmario.com. Follow him on Instagram, at Barry Manilow Official. Thank you for calling in.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, sir.
Bye, Mario. On with Mario Lopez.